Later we said to Oilers, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Adam Eina Mitami Achitetin Nafshay. A person does not contaminate until he's dead. Yafilu Miguyod. Adam Mishnah Bol Lamed, Memusayim Nechshab, Adam Ubehemu Kimei Sim. Is it brain death? Is it brain death?
Adam Eina Mitami
How
can he still be alive if he's chopped up into pieces?
Brain death. That's what it means. Child, his mom shall write to brain death. But even if he's not, cannot live anymore, the stem is dead. As long as there's breath coming out of the nose, which the heart is beating, the lungs are going, heart is beating, this breath, he's still alive. So mom means no. His mom means even if he's brain dead, the person is still called alive until the heart stops. So from the chutoch. He's saying his mind is clear. His mind is still long, his brain is operating. He's not mitame because he can still live. If he's
still alive, he said.
As long as he is alive, the woman is a child, and the child is holding the child. So the woman is exempt from Yivam at this moment in time. If she wants this moment in time, the almana can remarry. At this moment in time, she has Zer, she has a child. If you have this child existing, she was married to a Kohen. If a Kohen, the Bas Kohen, the woman is married to a Kohen, so she can eat Shuma as long as she has children. If a woman is a Yisraelis, and her husband who died was a Kohen, she's allowed to continue to eat truma in the zuchus of her child, because the child is a kohen.
Machel b'truma.
The baby, the child that's hefted. Machel is mother b'truma. She can bas Yisrael she nises lekohen. Achelus b'truma.
Afilu
nis almana mi menu kol she yesh ba zera he menu. As long as she has
children. Harry
Machel is imos b'truma. The child that's a kohen says from the mother. Bar Mishnah Seder. Bar Mishnah calls man she zara mi menu chai. Afilu mi guyod. Even if he's half dead, I go says machal is more b'shumah, b'hoitz b'shumah, and by the way around. She can bas koyein b'ashe. This is li Yisrael. Let's say she bas koyein b'shumah to Yisrael. They have a child. Right. The husband dies.
Right.
Therefore, can't eat shumah anymore because the child. Ain echal b'shumah. I feel the family member will call shumah. Call sheish losing menu. Asul echal b'shumah kabeisa. He calls man shazera kayim. Bo hamishon lamish. I feel the hazera niguyer. I go says a dying room. Nechshav kechay. The animal is half dead.
Yeah.
So therefore, the animal is no tumas nevela. There's no tumas nevela until it kicks the bucket. Next, who taz roish? Let's see. Chop the mamish brinda. Here's mamish brinda. Who taz roisham? Avopi shem befarach shem befarach sechem. The Rambam says avopi yisra dayin haroish meure beor haguf. It's still attached to meyin. Here it's mashma that the brain death is called dead. Once you chop off the head, even though the head is moving, so that was the mura be'or hagof metam into menaveloi. So itu masrotzim be'ena pirchos. The movement of the heart means nothing. We don't care about any movement, any neural movements, because the head is dead, the brain is dead. Shrezeko in Zonov Shallah Shallato or Shahosha, he never has that's the tail that's shaking. Shaliacha Shinetahazan, we move our Shalhalta, Og, with Amad, and who never has us, we can't shop Hirkos in a Klaus Simcha, and we find the movement of the heart is not a raya that the creature is still alive, what counts is the brain. Okay, you can bring a raya azoyin, 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 you can mamish mufalpo back and forth, you bring a raya from Mishnah azoyin, azoyin. There's halacha lemaisa, there's no clear p'sak halacha. I think so. When you go to a gargle, they'll tell you, do whatever you want. Whatever you feel is correct, you can do.
You make up yesh stuff as you go on.
Amal
the smith.
You chop off the head. They have an animal. Usually the animal is moving. The animal is moving. The head has been cut off, but the animal is still moving. Okay, it's moving. It's wiggling around. So therefore, it's still called dead. It's that in the moment when it's moving around, it's metame.
Alpha pisha what?
Even though it's moving
around,
it's running around.
Alpha pisha adai in harosh muda.
Even though the head is still attached, where? Chutzu roish.
Yeah, right here. Alpha pi.
The Rama Moisef. Alpha pisha adai in harosh muda. It's still connected. It's still connected by the skin, but or aguf. It's still connected.
No,
it doesn't matter. The animal that's walking around
is gone.
His stomach.
He's done.
Tumas nevelus or tumas shvatzim. Just because movement is not a sign of life. The head, the animal that walks around,
is
like
a
tail of a lizard. A lizard, lashalata or shehi mitachas, which shakes, which wiggles. After you cut off the head of the tail, it's still shaking. Pirchos, movement, shaking is not a raya, is not an indication of life.
Man is
not clear, his mind is about to die. He's about to die. Well, here it means his death is imminent. I feel the Maguid is cut, which means he has wounds. I feel the Geisig is about to die. It doesn't matter. He's considered halach to be dead. And therefore, but he's considered to be alive. A person that is still alive, Maguid, he's cut to pieces. I feel the Geisig, but his mind is clear. Geisig over here means that his mind is clear.
Well, keep on going. Come
so
on.
Therefore, in Lamanach Mina, Zoykek, Leibum,
She's still connected to him.
And if they have a child, if the husband, if she has a child, and the child is in this matzav, at this moment in time, she's spread from Yibam. Machal b'truma. And therefore, and let's say she is a Bas Yisrael,
married to a Kohen.
So she's truma, as long as the child is alive.
The child's alive, you can post the truma.
Even though it's running around, keeps on jumping around. Arm and a leg.
In a base, or
sherets. A mouse.
And isn't a veil in a base the same thing?
What? No, it's animal. An animal. It was a dead animal.
Mace is a person.
Human being. Adam. Mois, Adam, and Hema, Oyen. Oyen is Aleph Yud Nun. There's three different kinds of
Oyen. Okay, you forgot.
Fine. Ain lechem shiur. No
shiur.
Mashus, but as long as you have a yeshem,
Averim shleimim.
When they're complete limbs, when they're shleimim, v'yeshem basar v'gidim, there's flesh and sinews, v'atzamais bones.
So wait a second, we just said ain lechem shiur.
Right, provided there's no shear, provided there has to be three things.
There is shear.
There has to be there no shear. That's not what no.
Shleimim is a shear.
It can be less than kazayim.
Shleimim is a shear.
Right. No, shleimim is a shear that it's shalim, but with about size. There has to be a vav of a kazayis, a beitzah. Normally, when it comes to tumah, you have to have the size of a beitzah. An item is not metami unless it is the size of a beitzah. So here, even though the item is less than the size of a beitzah, being that it is a shalim, it is a complete item. It's not like a limb that's less than a kazayis from a mace. And even, you know, you need a kazais. Even less, that's exactly the point. If you're supposed to make a kazais, even my mission is supposed to make a kazais. The prochus make a kazais from an veil of the even bin an veil, she prochus make a kazais, the prochus make a kadosh from a sheretz. Right, so you have an even, it's supposed to make a kazais.
What does that mean?
It's like a kazais. Normally, an item is not metame, it's not metame unless it's the size of a kazais. In order for an
object... It's still metame.
It's still metame.
Even min ha-meish, who pachas min ha-zayis, right. Who pachas
min
ha-zayis
min
ha-vela. Who
pachas
min ha-velish,
who
pachas min ha-zayis. Who pachas
min ha-dosha min ha-sheretz. Who pachas min ha-dosha min ha-sheretz. Who pachas
min ha-dosha min ha-sheretz. Who pachas
min ha-dosha min ha-sheretz.
Kol echad.
Echad yedina. Each was metamik to masa.
Even min ha-meish,
metamik to masa. Well, min ha-dead is metamik by my touching, carrying, and in the tent. Even min ha-nevela. Tami only be mag of a masa, but there's no din by an avail of ohel. Okay, there's no din ohel. That's the masech.
Sheretz, we said kadasha, metam and
lentil.
Metam and tumasa, kol echad kedinai,
according to their law. Eva min
amez, metam and mag of
touching, of masa carrying, of oil.
Right.
Eva min avail, metam the mag of touching, of masa carrying, of even a sheretz, but no, there's no din
oil. Even in a sheretz, metam and mag.
There's no din masa.
Weiter.
Each one be respective to the next Mishnah. This is a long Mishnah.
So what? It takes 2 seconds.
248 limbs. 248 limbs. Well done. I know if I'm sure you're boss of the giving out some shloshim the pieces of regal. There are 30 the pieces of regal in the palm.
The calf regal.
The calf regal in the palm in the foot. Shishim chol ebchol esba sechol esba behind harei. The chomish it's by shloshim the 30 varm. Okay, a hand has.
It's breaking down where the 200.
Yes. Yes.
248 are.
Yes. That's
cool.
Here you go. See, all the parts of the person. 8. Ches. Ches says over here, pizza yad and minyana shisha b'chol etzba. 6. Okay, 6 times 5 is 30. Okay, there's a whole long mission over here. Right. Over here, the shosh means the regal. In the pizza means the regal. Aleph, pizza regal, kaf regal, minyana shleisha. Minyana shleisha, shisha evardim b'chol etzba. 6 times 5. Okay, is the foot.
Wow.
Is the foot. That is the regal. Harei b'chomish was shloshim le'evarim. Asar b'karsel. Karsel is the ankle. The ankle.
Hamachaber
is pisas haregel shloshoyik, which is machaber as the ankle. How many are there? There's 6, which connects the pisas haregel shloshoyik. Okay, so that's base. That's base. You see base? Base is the ankle.
I don't have to look at the picture. I know what an ankle is.
Right. And then we have the knee. Chamish is the knee. What's a pika? Okay, we're going to have to look at the dictionary. Pika the emsa. There's a bone, there's a joint. We call it a joint is the emsa. Echad biyach the thigh, who are etzim and tzai ha'arich, which is a regal. Shloisha b'koilis, hain ha'roish, etzim ha'yach, l'sim ha'masnaim. The upper part of the leg. That's the upper part of the leg. Achas eshrei, so there are 11 ribs. 11 ribs. Hayoytas min ha'shedra. Okay, that's very interesting. Name 11 is always Esav. Hayayitzes min ha-shedra, v'loi v'loi v'nosel ha-tzela ha-shtayim. We don't count number 12. With yishrihi b'chlal ha-chulya shi-dehuke elecha. We don't count number 12 because it's part of the chulya, the spine. Number 12 on the limb is called part of the spine. Shloshim, the piece of yad, the hand, they have 30. Shloshim, the piece of yad, shishim ha-vachol. Esav ha-chamesh, as well as shloshim, they have 30. Shnayim b'kane, ha-yinu erich ha-yad, adam, mefrek, the kane means from the arm, from the hand, the palm, until the elbow, they are going to be two. Ushlam the marpek, the perik shabena kun lezroya, is the elbow. There are two in the elbow. Echad bezroya meaparik lecha alakaf, and there's one in the arm, the upper arm. The arba bekasef, the four in the shoulder. Harime the echad mizeh, yem echad evar mitzad zeh. Only one side. So there's going to be over here. Half a person has 101. Mea biyachad mizeh. Besides that, because look at the person's body, on the right side there's 101, on the other side there's 101. Any of them, Misha Shana Pirakoi, Mea Pan, or Misha Shana Pirakoi, Mea Viacha Pan. Right, next. Mea Viacha Mizeh, besides the Guf. They have different names, the Mishnah Mosheim, the 202. 202. Shmon Esrei Chulis Mishadna. The spine, 18 brachos, 18 brachos Shmon Esrei. Okay, next. Tisha B'Roish Nine in the head, 10 and then. Tisha Yarchi Leila. Ba'af Halechi Iman, the cheekbones was included. Shmon with Tzavar in the neck. Libel Tzavar Yosef. And the cry number 8. The cry number 8. A lot of Joshua. This mission would be a very good mission for my safe. A lot of Joshua, yeah? A lot of Jewish.
Did you just learn? Don't you have any concentration?
Eight in the neck. Next, shisha b'mavtech shall live. There are six in the entrance of the heart. The rib cage. It's called the cage. The emes b'abat samer shall alachazit. The chest asherik b'tachter shall live. There are six. The chamisha b'nakvav. There are five b'nakvav. Based on kisei. The basin of the legs, the loins. Some say it means the place where a person pitabas each limb, the limbs, is metame the maga of masa of oil, kumashaninu. Okay, like we learned, he must say this man should learn basa kuroi and never kind of kashir sheyachol evachol to live. We then will have to get healthy if something came wrong. Avol amein alein basa kuroi. The only time the magel masa, but the ain of time the oil, because this was oil in el way about shalim. Come on, shakas of adam kiyamas oil. The aver had doymel adam a limb. The foot, of course, there are 30, there's six bones in each digit. Shishim choletzvam. I saw the carousel, 10 in the carousel, the ankle, shnayim b'shay, 2 on the lower portion of the leg. Chamisha b'yarkuva, there are 5 on the knee. Echad b'yarech, the knee itself. Shloisha b'katlis, that's the upper part of the leg.
Breath is the thigh, not the knee.
What? Echad b'yarech, so you're right, echad b'yarech, so one is the thigh. Shloisha b'katlis, what's the katlis? The katlis is where, what's the katlis? Hainu Rosh Etzem, the top of the thigh, okay, the top of the thigh. Where it connects. Hainu Rosh, I'll to the loins. One is, Shnaim, Abakabas, Achad Eshre, B'tzlos, there are 11 ribs. Shloshim, now the hand, Shloshim, with his yad, there are 30 in each hand. She could be called Shishim, Olesma. Shnaim, the Kone, there's two, the Kone, apart from the hand until the elbow. Shnaim, the Marapek, there are two in the elbow. Echad, there's one in the upper arm, the arm, because there's four in the shoulder. Should have 18 bones in the spine, tissue burst on the head, not on the head, shmoni with sabah, 8 in the neck, shisha bin maftech shalalev, ribcage, the chamisha, and 5 bin a cover of either the means the loins or the place by the piyat tabas, the back. We wouldn't go to Lakewood every day, then I'll be able to learn the rhythm, I'll be able to learn properly.